Is it time? Okay. I'm going to call the land bank meeting for July to order. Can I have approval of the minutes? Did you say something smart? I wasn't paying attention.
No. Never say anything smart.
But that's true. That's why I ignored it. Approval of the minutes?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Second.
Any changes or updates? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Anybody dissenting? Minutes are approved. Treasurer's report. Not much has changed.
No, nothing major to report. You know, I sent out the report. Happy to answer questions if anyone had any.
Basically, utilities are.
Yeah, a lot of utility bills. Yep.
Anybody have any questions about the treasurer's report? If not, we'll continue. Rehab updates.
So I'll have you guys go ahead and touch on College Ave.
Yep, College Ave is all done. Other than the paving of the driveway, he has that on a contract. That's going to be done the week of the 17th. 17th, 15th, 15th. That's the 7-15, 7-15. There we go. But other than that, it's all been done. We have the CBO, so we're ready to get that one on the market.
So I reached out to Maggie. I think I included you, Elizabeth. We'll get her to give her opinion of what we should list that, come back for in August and finalize that with you guys.
Any ideas?
I don't know. Do you?
Ballpark? No.
130.
Which is approximate to break even.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
River Road, how are we on the specs for that rehab?
So we're having it all cleaned out, and then we're going to get the asbestos done because there's like 10 ceilings that need to be torn out. So once they get done with that, then we're going to go in and start the spec. So okay. We don't want to start a spec and then find out that we go in there and we got to do a whole bunch of other stuff. So
good point.
I drove down there last week. I couldn't find the house. Is it right on the road?
It's on the corner of that and Moorcrest.
What's 3010 College or College Ave or River Road? Which one?
River Road.
River Road.
11948.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I had it, but I couldn't find it. So, and I thought, well, maybe it's off the River Road, but it's on River Road.
I don't think I'm going to see it, but it's way further down than you.
Well, maybe I didn't go far enough. Near Moorcrest, did you say?
Yeah, it's right on the corner of that.
Moorcrest. Yep.
I'll go back and look again. Cool. So that's in the process. When is the asbestos going to be taken care of?
So we're going to award that and see.
Okay.
And I would assume within the month, July. Okay, perfect.
Perfect. Which leads us right into
asbestos abatement. So we would like to award the bid to Serco for $11,200 to abate 11948 River Road. Need a motion on that.
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Second.
Any comments? Questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Where are they from?
So they have done some demos for us. They're out of Bolivar, Allegheny County, but they did the Cohocton demo. They are scheduled and have stuck with their price in the Cottage Ave one in Hornell. And did they do others for us?
Wayland
on East Naples. Yeah.
Perfect.
So they've been a great contractor to work with.
Good. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Passed.
Next one is to award Rock Ridge Property Management the clean out bid for $3,325. So is this prior to abatement or after abatement?
Prior to.
Okay. So they'll go in and they're estimating 65 cubic yards of, you know, furniture, household goods, junk. So it's quite a bit.
Really? There was a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Have we used them before?
No. I'm sorry. What's that?
Have we used them before?
No, we have not.
We've used them in Chemung County before, and they were
Canastota? Where's that?
What's that?
I've never heard of Canastota.
Canastota? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what is on their invoice. Never heard of it.
Is it near Cameron Mills?
I've heard of Canastillo, but never Canastota.
Canacadilla.
Right. Yeah.
I need a motion for that.
Make a motion.
Second?
Second.
Any questions on property cleanout? Rock Ridge, right, you said?
Rock Ridge Property Management.
Property Management. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Not? We're passed on that one.
Canastota is on the way to Turning Stone from Syracuse.
Okay.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Along the thruway.
Hmm. Now we know. Sale of property, D.
Hopefully Elizabeth can help me out with this one. Which one? We've been selling so many plots lately. Is this the, what's that? I think this might be the one in Campbell to Mr. Prescott.
For his?
125, and it is for the amount that we have to break even. This was funded through the grant, and we're going to kind of offset it with other properties. My apologies, I have it here. $13,266 to Jeff Prescott. He lives a house or two down, great reputation, wants to go in, clean up the entire property, gut it, do it all on his own. Obviously, that's the core mission of the land bank. So obviously thought this was a good idea instead of demoing it. We did do a phase one and a phase two. So that is why that's kind of elevated the break-even cost. So, but he is reimbursing all of that. And obviously we'll get those reports to him so he can have them for anything he needs to.
But, and he's going to keep it on the tax rolls because he's going to live there.
Yep.
Is it
a motion to accept that?
Any second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing for everybody.
It is. It is.
And he has a history, right?
He does. Even Mr. Horton called me that day that I sent it out to everybody here. And he said, you know, this guy is, he doesn't have a blade of grass out of place in his yard. He's one of those types of,
nice.
It was good to hear.
All right. If no comments, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. That was easy.
If it's okay, I just give a quick update on a few things.
Sure.
Cottage Ave, last meeting, you guys approved an appraisal to be completed on the neighboring property. That came back late yesterday at $30,000. The owner there, Mr. Lewis, was all for it if it came in at or above his assessed value. He said he would not be okay with it if it came in below, and it came in below. So we'll work through it. But honestly, that is a great starting point should anything go sideways on this demo. But so that is still moving along. Just wanted to keep everybody apprised of that one. So hoping to start swinging excavators in July on this one.
So where, if it's under his
assessed value.
So what do we do?
Well, it's... For me, it's from my perspective, it's the starting point. If whatever happens, his place is structurally deficient after we demo ours, you know, we buy his property at market value. That would be my thought. I wouldn't see why we would pay assessed value. I would go with the professional that appraised it for 30. And I believe, you know, Jen can say otherwise, I believe we would have the leg to stand on that we had the appraisal completed.
It's probably executive session.
Sorry.
Further, so he's not reading the minutes.
Gotcha. Understood.
Any comments about this? You guys have?
Well, Chris, you think as far as demo goes later this month?
I'm hoping so, yeah, because Serco, the company we awarded the abatement to, they have stood by their bid from last summer to keep their price the same to demo it. So we've had a few issues, but for the most part, we should be able to move forward now. Okay. We've agreed to pay $15,000 for the new exterior wall. Everything's kind of wrapped up.
Okay. Any issue with the utilities? The
everything's been fuel? Shut off and turned off, and okay. We're good to the curb.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Right now, no one is in that other building.
Either.
And haven't been for some time.
Yeah,
correct. Years.
Okay.
And just to keep everybody posted, you know, we are moving along selling other lots, the Canisteo lot, Campbell, a couple Campbells. So definitely staying busy with Attorney Squire's office. Also have a eviction or two that we're working through, as well as the donation through the Woodhull property that is through a trust. We had to pull it out of the trust and then pull it out individually. So that's what's going on, but plenty of moving parts. And next month we'll have a clearer list of properties that we could possibly bid on.
Next month?
The redemption date is the end of the month.
Any idea of how many we might have? So, real low. Did you see Chemung County just had their auction, property auction? Yeah, it was on the news last night or this morning.
So how do they handle it with land bank? Do they bid or do they have a super bid?
Well, Tara took care of that. They gave them a price that they could bid to.
Okay.
And then had them all vote on it. What they didn't take into consideration, though, was there was a percentage attached yes. to it. So they just had to make sure, you know, now that we know that, we can make sure that we put it to where we want it. They are also, the Chemung County Land Bank had Tara look online with like Zillow or one of those, anything under $60,000. They took and went and looked at properties. And then they put offers in. So they just received, I think, 4 new properties. Yep. So if that's something that you would like to look into, we are more than willing to do that if you want us to look at a couple in different areas.
So is that out of their unrestricted balance or through LBI?
So the acquisition is through the LBI.
Okay.
Grant is where we're going to come up with that. And then the thing with the bidding, though, with the open bid, is even though we had that cap amount, we were one right after another. We had probably 10 different ones we were bidding on, and sure. we were outbid on all but 2. And actually one of them, it was just because the person backed out. So it was really difficult. So I started looking into how else we can we get the properties, and going through the open market seemed the most feasible way.
Okay.
If the LBI grants cover an acquisition cost pre-development and the rehab or construction, then, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to come out with a net income. Either way.
What is the buyer's premium through? Is it 10%? Okay. Well, we need to keep that in mind when we discuss that.
I have a question regarding that, looking at what's on the market for sale and your $60,000 threshold number. You also look at how long it sat there or how long it was listed. Is that a component of that?
Yeah, we have done that. We have our realtor that we contact her. She takes us out to look at the house. We get all of that information. How long has it been on the market? A lot of them, I mean, the 60,000 is kind of our threshold, but a lot of them we're looking at, they're $30,000 and $40,000.
Yeah.
And some of them we're going right in at asking price just to be able to increase the inventory. I mean, these are still vacant houses that nobody's doing anything with, so we're still trying to get them back on the tax roll is the whole idea.
Are they demolition or
rolls, really, if they're listed through MLS, I mean, they're on the tax rolls.
Right, but they're vacant though, and nobody's really doing anything with them. I think a few of them.
If they were a good investment from a fixer upper standpoint, a flip standpoint, there's a lot of contractors out there that already do this.
Yeah.
I don't want to see us get in their way or start competing with them. I've always thought that this land bank was more about the properties that either needed to get completely tore down because mm-hmm. no one wanted to do that, just to help the area and the community, or you find now and then that through a tax sale, you know, that you can foreclose on and keep and fix and do that. But I don't know that I would have to be convinced that buying them off the MLS is something we should be doing as an organization.
So with the Chemung County one, a lot of them that we looked at and put offers in were places that nobody was putting any investment in, and it would be, you know, $150,000 probably in rehab costs plus the cost of the acquisition that nobody's going to get that money back out. So a flipper isn't going to go in there and end up losing $70,000-$80,000. So that was kind of the point. Like, if we're not going to do it, who's going to do it? And the house is just going to sit and continue to deteriorate.
And another side of that too is there are differences in Chemung County and Steuben County as far as the demolition. Chemung County is not as pro demolition because of the difference in the cost. Like, Steuben County offers the trucking fees and all of the different fees, whereas Chemung County, you don't have a landfill. You have to, you know, our demos are up to $40,000 per demo. Yeah. And a lot of the discussion with Chemung County Land Bank board members are with the demos, they don't want to lose the housing stock. So if we've got opportunity to, you know, take these places that are going to be a large investment and possibly a loss for a lot of the contractors, that, you know, why not us go in and get them back into living situations? Hmm.
And to add on what you said, Scott, I've kind of always looked at the land bank in the same sense too, of like the organizational last resort, whether it's demo or a break even type of rehab where a private market isn't going to get involved.
Yeah. Okay. I know a lot of the Elmira areas are very depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be blocks of them. And it's, so you fix up one home in all of that, does it really change anything?
And that's another thing we look at too, is we try to look at homes that we can group together, whether it's same street, same census tract. So we try to do that, mm-hmm. and get the community involved as well.
Okay.
Got to start somewhere, Mark.
Oh, I know.
And, you know, there's certain streets in the city of Hornell where, you know, we've taken down a property, you know, put up a new structure. We partnered with the land bank. The Madison Ave, mm-hmm. property is a good example of that. Land bank took the house down. City acquired the property. We've got a new house on there now, which we were putting the finishing touches on, and that'll go out to bid later in the year. So, you know, incrementally, you can certainly make positive change throughout your neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea, right?
That's right.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have wildfires here, because in a lot of communities that tends to
clean it out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That was a different ball of wax. But.
Well, I keep seeing all these ads in the paper for legal notices, and I'm sending them to Chris. He's probably getting tired of getting them, but you know, we have all these foreclosures that come up, and not the ones that are $230,000, but some of them are a lot less. And if we can pick up a house or something that way, you know, he has to stand on the steps at the county building and bid on it, but I'm gonna go to one of those just to see. You know, pardon?
Nobody shows up.
Usually, so, just the lender or their attorney.
So what happens? Yeah. Nobody's bidding.
So when I was in private practice, I did that because you have to be on a list for training for that. So I was the referee in those. I only had probably a dozen, like twice the people actually bid it.
Sure.
So the lender buys it back at cost most of the time. What's owned, those. Yeah. And then they can write off the difference, and then they short sell it for under the mortgage is usually how those work.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you should go because you'll be the.
I want to go and just see.
And another thing, make sure that you're all registered and that's all set ahead of time, because there is an approval process in that aspect too, if you didn't already know that.
Oh. To make sure you had the money to be able to bid on it, right?
It's similar. You have to have so much cash in hand,
yep.
when you show up.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh. Well, I would just go to view. but I wanted to mention about the land bank conference next week. You guys are going? I'm going. Are you going?
I'm not, no.
Well, I'm going. It'll be at first time. It's a little confusing because it's mixed in with NICOM. And I told the woman organizing, I don't really want to be part of the conference of mayors. Been there, done that. Don't want to have to do that one again. So it doesn't make I don't really understand the agenda, but maybe you guys know better than I am, but I will be there.
Hilda, I'm on the NICOM executive committee. I'm not sure how to take that.
Well, it's only because I don't deal with NICOM anymore. It's NISAC now. Are you going to be at the conference?
I am.
Oh, so we'll see you there. I think it'll be interesting. The tour of what they've done in their district and all of that, I think will be interesting. And the meetings that next day. So I'm hoping to bring back a wealth of information, because I'm sure we'll be talking about
it'll be a first
all of that and Roman, all of the stuff that was going on. So I don't know, because I didn't see a detailed agenda, but did you guys see a detailed agenda? Oh, you did. Okay. Because I hadn't seen it yet.
I have the agenda.
You have the agenda. But yours starts a couple days before, right?
Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Wednesday, Thursday.
And this is Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday.
I'm just Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay. Well, we'll find out. I think we should hopefully hear a lot of stuff, good stuff at the conference. So anything else?
Good on my end.
Anybody have anything they wanted to share in their area? What's going on in Hornell? Anything coming up that we're going to be needing to look at?
Always.
There's always something.
Always. We've always got properties, and it's just a matter of the right property, the right opportunity, the right time.
So we haven't heard anything still from Habitat, right?
Correct.
Nothing. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate. Are you working at all with them?
No. No, we've had, I don't know, some flirtations over the years, but nothing's ever really come of it.
All right. Anything else? If not, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Second? Thank you, Mike. Anybody have a problem with the journey? Oh, good. 25 after. Thank you. We are all in favor.
Aye.
Thank you.
Well, actually, should we change next month's meeting time?
August 7th?
Nice. Good. To 10:30 instead of 11?
Oh, good point. Good point. Sorry.
I apologize. Sorry.
Good point. No. Does anybody have a problem with making it 10:30? Because we seem to have a big lag between meetings. And if we could move it to 10:30 instead of 11, it would save some time.
I'm good with it.
Okay. So do we have to have a vote to make it happen? Can I have a motion to move our meetings to 10:30?
Did we just adjourn the meeting?
Well, we're
back.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back. Okay.
Yeah, right. Exactly. We just talked about it and I forgot to write it.
I'll second the motions.
Okay. All in favor of moving our meeting to 10:30 instead of 11.
Aye.
Thank you. And we should let other people know that are not on the call or not here. Thank you. All in favor. We're done now. We're gone. We're done.
Enjoy your forest.
Enjoy.